I thought it would be super fun to reach back into the past, back to 2011 and subsequent years, and share some of my old blog posts with you, which were actually the launching pad to this podcast. They're all posted in a section called Thoughts by Me on my website. I'll put a link in the description. And there's actually some fun recipes on there that I had completely forgotten about that I will be revisiting. And there's some interesting challenges, like life challenges that I challenged myself to that I blogged about. Kind of fun. So let's take a blast to the past. Thoughts from the past, May 21st, 2017. Wow, I can be so arrogant sometimes. I would even venture to say I was zealous, full of fiery passion. I was fuming and ready to shove the Bible up his nose once I came down from my high horse. He stormed out, implying that I was nuts, and I furiously grabbed my pen and notebook and began at the beginning of the Bible. By the time I got to the New Testament, it had been hours and my brain was fried. How dare he tell me that it's impossible to hear from God and that he doesn't speak to us? I had spent my whole life learning to hear God. Plus, the Bible is full of incidences of God speaking to people. Full. Most occasions actually say, God said. I wrote down every reference I could find for proof. I didn't finish the New Testament until the next day. He had to see that God speaks to us, and I was willing to be the one to prove it to him. I would finish my task no matter how long I had to scour God's word for my case against him. I had pages and pages of Bible references that I was planning to haughtily wave in his face. That was over 2 years ago. I never gave him the evidence. Every time I went to, something stopped me. Then too much time had passed and so had my opportunity. The enormous list sat in my notebook until the other day when God had me shred it. I was watching a sermon when the pastor said something that hit me hard. What I should have done was ask God to reveal himself, because he does talk to us and he can get our attention, but he makes himself known. He's not on our timeline, nor is he at our beck and call, and he certainly doesn't encourage prideful displays of know-it-all. Force-feeding him my notes was not the answer. It was a stinky, unloving delivery that probably would have sent him the opposite direction, ruining my witness altogether. This wasn't about teaching my opponent a lesson. It was about teaching me my place. I thought I meant well, but I wasn't trying to help him understand. I was trying to make him see what I wanted him to see, and all that does is point to me. I'm glad he never got my list. I want God to manifest in a better, healthier way. Not through my rude promptings or boastful anecdotes. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. It's a choice, which is what God wants, for us to choose him. That's the reason he made humans to begin with. The best witness we have is how we live our lives, with love, integrity, honesty, and mercy. That's how we show people their need for God, through our need for him. I might have been right about God speaking, but that was the wrong way to go about it. Love is what paves the way to a relationship with God, not being right. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility correcting those who are in opposition. If God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. 2 Timothy 2, 21 through 26.
Thank you so much for being here today. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button right there for me. And click the bell if you want notifications. And hit that like button too. And I will see you next time. Maranatha! I want to follow where he leads. We were made to love, we were made to give. The reason why we're here, the reason why he gave us life. We were made to show the love of Christ. We know this is why we're here, this is why he gave us life. So let his love shine through in everything we do. It's all for love.